daf is Chulin daf Mem Tes. We are holding on. We'll pick up from Mem Chesam and Beis, about 5 lines from the bottom of the page. We're discussing needles found in various parts of the animal. So 5 lines from the bottom. Hahi machta dishtakach b'chaticha dekveda. If you find a needle in the liver of the animal, in a piece of the liver of the animal. So Savar Mar Brei Rav Yosef, Lemitch from Mar Brei Rav Yosef, wanted to say that it should be a treifa. Amar le Rav Ashi, ilu shtakach b'vsarki agavna v'tarif mar. If you would have found a needle in the basar of an animal, and similarly positioned in the basar of an animal, would you have said that it's a treifa? Obviously not, and the kaved should have the same din as the basar. Ela Amar Rav Ashi Chazina. So he says, no, what we have to do is we have to look at the positioning of the needle and try to figure out the path that the needle took to the liver. And if we're able to figure that out, we can figure whether the needle actually punctured other parts of the animal that may have made it a treifa, or maybe it took a path that did not puncture other critical parts of the animal that made it a treifa. So he said, Chazina, we take a look as follows. If the head of the needle, the blunt part of the needle, is outside of the liver, so then we know that it continued puncturing straight through. But if the blunt head of the needle is inside of the liver, so then we assume that it came through the symphonos of the lungs. So what does that mean? So says Rashi as follows. If the eye of the needle, right, is inside of the liver itself, and the point of the needle goes out of the liver into the rest of the animal, then vade symphona nakad va'achar kach nikev chuda esa symphon v'yotza l'kaved umimenu l'chutz. So then we could trace it that it goes from the symphon to the kaved, and from there it goes outside of the kaved. Now obviously there are a few steps missing in that process that Rashi describes, but that's the basic process. V'yikufa levar l'chalal ha-behima upia l'toch ha-kaved vade derech ha-veshet nichnasa t'chila. But if the kupa is levar, the blunt part is outside by the chalal of the behima, and the point of the needle is inside the liver, then it came through the veshet and v'nikfa ha-dakin, and it punctured the intestines v'yatsa v'nichnas pia l'kaved, and it came out into the kaved. So the two different paths will determine whether it's a treifa or whether it's not a treifa. So says the Gemara, but there's a further clarification that has to be made. V'hani mili ba'ali masa. This whole chilik is only by a very large needle. Aval katinta loshna kupa legav loshna kupa levar nekuvin nakev asai. But if it's a very small needle, then it doesn't make a difference which way the head of the needle is facing. We have the right to assume that it continued puncturing through on its path, because even the head of the blunt part of the needle would be able to puncture if it's a very small needle. So, frankly, Gemara, my shnami machat shenimtzes ba ovi beis akosos mitzad echad ksheir mishnei tzad in treifa v'lar min luchzi yikufa levar yikufa legav. Why should this be any different than a needle that's found in the reticulum, which on one side, if it's a double layer of fat that protects it, so if it only punctures through one side, we assume it's kosher, because the other layer will still protect it. If it's punctured on both sides, we assume it's a treifa. And we never make such a distinction. Well, let's try to trace its path and see whether it's kupa legav or kupa levar. Why don't we say that over there as well? So says Mara Amri Hasam, kiven diika ochlum umashkim, ema ochlum mashkim dachkua. No, we say over there, since there are ochlum umashkim in that area, we have the right to assume that the ochlum umashkim were able to push it through where it normally would not be able to be pushed through. And therefore, we don't have to assume that it was puncturing anything. It could have been pushed through in the path that will not have made it a treifa, just by the presence of the ochlum mashkim. Hahu machta d'shtakach b'simfona rabba. There was the kveda. There was a needle that was found in the very big blood vessel of the liver. Huna marbrei dravidi tarif. So huna marbrei dravidi paskin that the animal is a treifa. Ravada bar minyumi machshir. Ravada bar minyumi said the animal is kosher. Asu shailua l'ravina. So they went. They asked the shailu to Ravina. Amalahu shkilu glima de trufai. He said you have to take away the clothing, the cloak of the person who said that it's a treifa, meaning that the person who said that it's a treifa caused them unnecessarily to lose all the money on this animal. It is an expensive animal, and by paskening that it's a treifa, you're paskening that that a lot of money has to be thrown in the garbage. So you owe them the money, and they should take away his clothing. A lot of times we find in Hilchos Treifas in particular such lashonos being used. Speaking of it in terms of a financial loss, of a monetary loss. You get the sense that that was a very big issue when it comes to, it makes sense that it was that animals are expensive, and it was a very big issue. If you're passing that something's a treifa, you're going to cost someone a lot of money. So making a mistake in that area, and we're going to see that later on today's daf as well, that HaTorah Chasal, Malvonim Shal Yisrael, then when it comes to Ilchus Treifas, we have to be very careful, because the Torah, we know, is very makbid about the Mammon of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, we have to be very careful about assering unnecessarily. There is a Tosos in Maseches Nida and Daf Chafam and Beis that brings a raya from this Gemara about the issue the Gemara over there talks about, which is if one rabbi paskins halacha, is another rabbi allowed to paskin the same shaila that's already been paskined by the first rabbi? So Tosos in Maseches Nida Daf Chafam and Beis Dibra Maskla Agamre brings a raya that whenever you're somech on your own tradition, you're allowed to be matir even that which someone else has already asered. Because that must be what happened over here. Huna Marbre Ravidi said that it's a treifa, and then Ravad Bar Minyumi said, no, it's kasher. And Ravina says, I'm going to overrule what Huna Marbre Ravidi paskind. I'm going to overrule it and say that that it's not a treifa, that it's kasher. So you see that, and the Rush paskins this as well. The Rush writes in this Masechta if it's a Gamre Samach, if you're relying on your own tradition from your own Rebbeim, you're allowed to overrule a different psak given by a different rabbi, as long as you have a Kabbalah Me'rabo. Tosos and Memdalim Beis earlier in this Masechta says that over here, that's not what's going on. Over here, they were both in the Beis Medrash at the same time when the Shaila was asked. It wasn't that one was overruling the other. The Shaila was asked, they were both sitting around the Beis Medrash, so they started to discuss the Shaila. One said, I think it's going to be a treifa. The other one said, I don't think it's going to be a treifa. But it's not that one was overruling the other. And therefore, in the Piskei Tosos, in this Masechta, in Chulin, Piskei Tosos says that if one rabbi paskins le'isser, another rabbi, even when he's being somech agamri, when he's being somech on his own tradition, is not allowed to overrule the pesach of the first rabbi. Now, this paskin in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and Yerdeas, and Reish Mem Beis, paskins like the Rush, that if you're being somech agamri, that you are allowed to overrule a different rabbi. It's an interesting topic. When you're allowed to ask two different rabbis the same shayla, and when a second rabbi is allowed to paskin against the first rabbis. There's a whole discussion in poskim about those issues. So this is one of the makoros in that discussion. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. There was a date pit found in the gallbladder of an animal. After they shechted the animal, they were checking through, and they found a date pit in the gallbladder. So Amar Ravashi, ki avinin bei Rav Kahana, Amar havadei simfona nakad vasai, that this definitely came through the vascular path. Afal gav de lo kanafka, and therefore if it's going to be mutter if it came through the vascular path, even though it didn't come out, mirvel it wouldn't come out, it shouldn't be able to fit through, mirvel hu de ravale. We assume that the animal's constant movement shook it through areas and made it fit through areas that it otherwise would not have fit. And therefore we assume that the animal is not a treifa. It says the Gemara, v'hani mili de dikla. That's only if it's a seed of, if it's a pit of a date. However, avol dezesa mivza baza, but if it's a pit of an olive, then we assume it's able to puncture through things, it's able to rip right through things like a needle. And therefore, if you're going to say, as Rashi says, uman de tarif b'macha tarif nami baha, if you hold it by a needle, it's going to be a treifa, then you're going to hold that by an olive pit, it's also going to be a treifa. Tosas, whoever says, no, then this whole discussion is the loki ilchasa, because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that by a needle it's not going to be a treifa. So why would we have this whole discussion only the loki ilchasa, that it's not going to be a treifa? No, it can't be that this is limited only according to the shita, that if by a needle it's going to be a treifa, then by here also it's going to be a treifa. Says Tosas, avonira, tafilu Rabbi Yochanan b'machatu ditalino shabasa derech asimfonos, aval kashyasa dezesa shem gasim, ve'enin yicholon lava berevach derech asimfonos, chayshinin shem enikva aveshet v'chol. chazav nichnas b'kaved. He says dafka by the date pits that are much bigger, are much wider than a needle. So we don't assume it comes derech symphonos. We assume that even if you're going to hold that a needle comes derech symphonos and is therefore not a trefa, by the date pit we assume it comes through the veshet and it's going to cause the animal to become a trefa. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Laman Nikra Shemar Reya, totally different issue. Says Rabbi Yochanan, once we're discussing trefos and lungs and different parts of the animal, why do we call the lung a Reya? Where do we get the name Reya for a lung? So a lot of the Achronim are bothered without really good answers. Why do we dafka ask this about the lungs? Why don't we ask about, you know, why a keres is a keres, a lave is a lave, or anything else? We never in Maram Shif is bothered by that in the back of the Gemara, but over here, he says perhaps it's because the lung has different parts of it that already have names. So why come up with a name for the whole lung? You have the una and the uma, they have the different parts of the lung that already have names. So why do you need a name for the lung? So he says, Shemi'ire Seinayim. That's telling us something qualitatively about the lung, that the lungs have the ability to be Meir Einayim, to enlighten a person's eyes. So Yibayiluhu La'achila O'ayde Samanim. It's just if you eat the lung straight, it's Mi'ire Seinayim, or do you need to cook it in a certain way with certain spices in order to have that desired effect of being Meir Seinayim? So Tashma Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Avzu Bezuza V'Reya Didai Bar Ba'a. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said that if you want to buy a goose, it costs a zuz, but if you want to buy a goose lung, it costs 4 zuz. Now V'Sal Kadai Techa Achila, but if you just eat the lung straight and you don't add anything to it, Linkit Bezuza V'Leichel, so then it would be a smart idea to not buy goose lungs, just buy the goose, the whole thing for a zuz, throw the rest out, eat the lung, and you'll have saved yourself 3 zuz. So Elal Yidei Samanim. So it must be that when we say the lung has value, it means it only has value with in combination with other ingredients, and it's those other ingredients and the preparation of with those other ingredients that adds to the price of the lung. There is an interesting comment of the Prisha in Yerodea Simon Lamed Hey. Prisha quotes from Yesh Mefarshim that the reason the lung is called a Reya is Sharoin Uma'ainin Bibdikasa, that we look at it and we analyze it and we check it because that's the part of the animal that is most common to find trefos, and therefore it's the only part that we actually really actively look for trefos. So the Prima Gadim just says it's very strange that he would say such a thing, because the Gemara deals with this explicitly, why it's called a Reya, and doesn't give that reason. So it's very unusual that the Prisha would give a different reason than that which the Gemara gives. He also, in the Shar Mitzvah Balacha, has an interesting Ha'ara in the name of the Nezer HaKodesh, that the Gemara raises this question: is it valuable only when eaten straight, or is it valuable even when eaten straight, or is it valuable only when prepared al yidei samanim? So Nezer HaKodesh suggests that there's a halachic nafkamina over here. It's not just a question of etza tova, of what's going to be meir einayim. It's nafkamina la halacha. Question is the lung considered something, a chaticha ruy l'skabed? The halach is a chaticha ruy l'skabed doesn't have a din of bittel. He says it would only have a din of a chaticha ruy l'skabed if it doesn't need anything else to make it something valuable. But if it requires the assistance of other ingredients in order to become valuable, then it would not have a din of a chaticha ruy l'skabed. Yardeyasim kovalef all about chaticha ruy l'skabed, that if it's Uyel is kabed b'shvil because it was mekabel tam from something else, then it doesn't have a din of chaticha ruyel is kabed. That's the ha'ara of the Nezer HaKodesh, that it's not just tam, the Gemara asking medical advice, what's the best way to be meir einayim, or just asking for pshat in the statement. The Gemara is actually asking with a nafkamina lahalacha. Says Gemara Vayter, In kvareya hechad de mimashmisha yade de tavcha, tailinan alo tailinan. Let's say the lung was punctured in a place where the butcher's hands touch it. So are we tola that the hole must have come from the butcher manipulating it after it was already shechted, or are we not tola that that was the case? So we assume that the hole must have been there before, and therefore the animal's a trefa. So Rav Adi Bar Nosson Amar Talinan. Rav Adi Bar Nosson says, we're tola that it was the hands of the butcher that did it after the animal is already dead, and therefore the animal's kosher. Marzut Rebbe Rav Mariam Amar Lo Talinan. No, we don't, we're not tola l'kula, we assume l'chumra, v'ilchus ha-talinan. But the halacha is that we are tola, we assume l'kula. Amar Rav Shmuel Rebbe Rav Yavo, Abba Meireshe Kali de Rafram Hava. My father was in charge of the yeshiva of Rafram. The Kala is the academy, the yeshiva where they got together to learn Torah. Va'amar Talinan, and he paskin that were Tola Lakula. Amruk Kamela Hadamar Zutra Breid Rav Mari Velo Kibla. So he said this in front of Amar Zutra Breid Rav Mari, and he would not accept that we could be Tola. Amr of Misharshia Kavase Davua Da Abba Mistav. Rav Misharshia said, it makes most sense to say like my Zaidi said, that we should be Tola because we have another halacha where we're Tola, and that is by Ze'ev. The halacha was, Rashi refers us back to the Gemara and Daf Tes, that Ba'Ze'ev and Natalus B'nei Me'ayim Ve'chzirun K'shein Nekuvin, if a wolf came and took the B'nei Me'ayim of an animal and returned them, and we were then able to inspect them and we saw that there were holes in them, so Einomim B'makom Nekev Nakav. We don't assume that that it was in a place where there was already a hole, that's where the Ze'ev made the hole. No, we assume that they've made a brand new hole, and that was it, and it was not a trefa beforehand. Murna, when you have a parasitic worm in the animal, so pligibar Rav Yosef bar Desai v'Rabbanan, it's machlokas Rav Yosef bar Desai and the Rabbanan chadam are kodem shkita parish v'chadam are l'achar shkita parish. It punctured a hole where it would make the animal a trefa. Question is, do we assume that happened before the shkita, or do we assume it happened after the shkita? V'ilchsa l'achar shkita parish. We assume it happened after the shkita, and probably the reason we assume it happened after the shkita is that it's something about the body temperature of the animal that causes the worm to want to move, and that's what causes the worm to go on the move and to actually puncture through things. Rabbi Shimon Omer Atche Tinakev. Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah that a hole in the lung is not going to be a trefa unless it goes all the way through to the bronchi. So Amar Rabba Bar Techlifa, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba Atche Tinakev L'Simfon Gadol. It has to go all the way through to the primary bronchus, to the big one. Yosef Rav Acha Bar Abba Kamed Rav Huna V'Yosef Ka'amar. Amr Rabbi Maluch, Amr Rabbi Shoban Levi. I don't know how many times in Shas we have Rabbi Maluch, but over here we find that Rabbi Maluch's opinion is very valuable. They put great weight and great stock into Rabbi Maluch's opinion. So he said that Rabbi Maluch says in the name of Rabbi Shoban Levi that the halach is like Rabbi Shimon, that it's only going to be a trefa if it punctures all the way through to the bronchi of the lung. Amalei Maluch Arva Kamer. He said, wait, which are Maluch? Maluch from the Arab, from Arabia. Ein alach Rabbi Shimon Kamer. No. We have a tradition that Rabbi Maluch said that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Not that we do paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So it was a stira in terms of what Rabbi Maluch actually said. Ki salik Rabbi Zera Ashkel Rabbi Bibi Diyasev VeKamer. Amr Rabbi Maluch, Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halach Rabbi Shimon. So he found that they were saying in the name of Rabbi Maluch that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Amr Le Chayid Amar, Da Anov Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, V'Ravasi Yeklin La Asher Rabbi Maluch. He says, wait a second, no. Me and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba and Ravasi, we all went to Rabbi Maluch, V'Amri Le, Iyamar Mar Halach Rabbi Shimon, and we asked him, no, what do you hold? Do you hold like Rabbi Shimon or not? V'Amar Lan, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Amri, and he said that no, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Va'atma biyodcha. So that's where we got our tradition. We traveled all the way to where Rabbi Maluch lives. What about you? Amlei halachi am Rabbi Yitzchak Barami am Rabbi Shimon Levi. Halach Rabbi Shimon says, well, I have a tradition that Rabbi Yitzchak Barami says the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. That halach is like Rabbi Shimon. And at the end of the day, the Gemara paskins ve'ein halach k'Rabbi Shimon, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore we're more machmir, even if the nekev doesn't puncture all the way through. In the lung, we're going to assume the animal's going to be a trefa. Okay, nikva keva. Another one of the trefas that was mentioned was if the keva has a puncture in it. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Oshia, chelev shal gabe keva, the chelev that's on top of the keva, kohanim nagu bo heter. Kohanim have assumed that it's the kind of fat that are mutter fats. It's shuman, it's not chelev. It's not considered the fats that you're not allowed to eat. The keva is the abomasium. If you look in the article, there's a picture. It's like by the front of the stomach. So the keva that Kohanim Anoik Hetuk Rabbi Shmuel Shor Mishum Avosav. Kohanim Anoik Hetuk, like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that who said in the name of his forefathers. Now it's important to take note of the fact that it's Rabbi Shmuel Shomer Mishum Avosav over here, not just Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shmuel Shomer Mishum Avosav.
So the heter was that they would eat it.
Yeah, that they
They
held
would
it was mutarit. This
be
it
getting
wasn't. It
considered a
didn't have a din
chaylev.
of chaylev. It had a din of shuman, right? It had a din
Yeah.
of mutar fats, not chaylev. The simanayicha. The way to remember who said that it was mutar is Yishmael Kana Mesayei Kahani. Rabbi Yishmael was a kohen, so he came up with a psak that was beneficial for kohanim that they're allowed to eat the kibbeh. Now, why dafka kohanim? There's no such thing as things that are kosher for a kohen, not kosher for Yisrael, if it's parts of an animal. So Tosafot points out, Hu adin Yisraelim, the kohanim did not kafi hakeva nitna l'kohanim. The reason why it mentions kohanim is because the keva was part of the animal that was given to the kohen, so therefore the kohanim would most commonly eat it. So therefore we have a good siman to remember it by, that Rabbi Shmuel the kohen comes up with a psak that's beneficial to a kohen. Now, this does not mean to say that because he was a kohen, he was biased and therefore wanted to come up with a psak that was better for a kohen. It's just a siman, a way to remember it, but we're not allowed to believe that that he was biased in any way in issuing his psak. Rav Shachter always likes to say over that when they had esrogim, they used to have in the Yiddish newspapers the esrogim with from Shemitah that relied on Heter Mechira or some, so that they used to take out advertisements that the Satmar Rebbe Paskin that it's absolutely us, you cannot rely on these esrogim. And the YU or whoever took out advertisement, Mizrahi took out advertisement there of Salvechik Paskin that you're absolutely allowed to rely on these esrogim. So he said, you're not allowed to believe that they arrived at their different Pesachim because the Satmar Rebbe was so anti the Medina and Rav Salvechik was so in favor. You have to assume that they were Paskin their honest to goodness Pesach, and it wasn't anything to do with any bias. That we don't assume, the Gemara is not telling us Rabbi Shmuel was biased because he was a Kohen. It's just giving us a simon, an easy way to remember it. So Mayhi, but wait a second, where did Rabbi Shmuel ever say anything that was in favor of Kohanim that we're going to say now that he was in favor of Kohanim, right? Tosel says that it can't be that it was from one time that we're going to make this a simon, that Rabbi Shmuel always passes like the, you know, in favor of the Kohanim. So the time, you know, there's another place where Rabbi Shmuel says something that seems to favor Kohanim. The pasuk by Birchas Kohanim says, Kosov Archos B'nei Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lamanu Brach L'Yisrael Mipi Kohanim. From there we see that the Kohanim give a brach to Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim Atzman lo lemanu, but you don't see anything about the Kohanim themselves receiving a bracha. So Kshu Omer Vaniya Varachem, when it says Vaniya Varachem, Havi Omer Kohanim Mivarch Yisrael, Vakadosh Baruch Hu Mivarch LeKohanim. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's comment that while the Kohanim bless Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses the Kohanim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says no, lemanu brach Yisrael mipi Kohanim. All we see from the first part of the pasuk is that Yisraelim are blessed by the Kohanim mipi Gvura lo lemanu. What the pasuk leaves out and what we need a drasha for is how do we know that Yisraelim are blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kshu Omer Vaniya Varachem Avi Omer Kohanim Varachem Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskim Al Yadam. Vaniya Varachem is not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessing Kohanim, it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessing the Yisraelim. So says the Gemara El Rabbi Kiva Baruch Hu Kohanim Inale. So wait a second, so the Kohanim don't get blessed at all. Where do the Kohanim get Baruch Hu according to Rabbi Kiva? So Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak, that comes from a different pasuk by Avram Avinu, where the pasuk says that those who bless you, I will bless. So since the Kohanim serve the function and the role of blessing Klal Yisrael, mimela they're b'nei bracha. They receive bracha. So that's where the Kohanim get the bracha. Well, wait a second. Frankly, Gemara, now at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva hold that the Kohanim do get blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that Rabbi Shmuel sees it in the Pesukim by Birchus Kohanim itself, and Rabbi Akiva dashes from the Pesukim by Avram Avinu. So, Mai Misayei Kohani, why does that establish that Rabbi Shmuel says something in favor of Kohanim? He's not saying anything in favor of Kohanim that Rabbi Akiva doesn't also say. Rabbi Akiva also says HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the Kohanim. So, says Mar, Demukil al Birchus Kohanim b'makom bracha di Yisrael. No, it's more in favor of the Kohanim to learn it out from the Pesukim of Birchus Kohanim itself, where we speak about the bracha that Klal Yisrael receives. Apparently, bracha received en masse, that when all together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, is a greater bracha than a bracha that's alluded to separately in a different place. So that's where we see that Rabbi Shmuel says something that's in favor of the Kohanim. Now, when it comes to Birchus Kohanim, the role of the Yisrael is interesting discussion in the Poskim. The mitzvah is for the Kohanim to bless Klal Yisrael. Is there a mitzvah also for Yisrael to be blessed, to receive the blessing, to stand there and receive the blessing? So in the Sefer Charedim, he writes that Yisrael that are omed u'mechavin libam to be mekabel lebracha, that's also b'chlal the mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. If I'm not mistaken, the Torah Tamima, in his comments on the bottom of by Birchas Kohanim, discusses this issue, whether by definition, if someone else can't do a mitzvah without me helping them, so does that make it that it's partially my mitzvah also? Meaning the Kohanim cannot do this mitzvah without Yisraelim to bless. There needs to be somebody to bless. So does that make it that by definition it's part of Yisrael's mitzvah? Torah Tumim compares this to a woman's role in the mitzvah of Puruvu. Clearly the primary mitzvah Puruvu is on the man. But a man cannot do that mitzvah without a woman. So does that mean that the woman has a chelek in the mitzvah Puruvu? Or you say, no, she has a separate mitzvah, the Shevis, etc., whatever it might be, but it's not a mitzvah of Puruvu at all. So that's the discussion in the poskim. In Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau's beer on the Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Gold, he quotes the Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara tells us that the Am She'achorei HaKohanim are not Bechal Bracha. The people that stand behind the Kohanim are not Bechal Bracha. And he suggests that maybe one Nafka Mina La'alecha about whether they are Bechal Bracha, and that's why we're Matbid, that people sit in like the rows that are not, that are maybe a little bit behind where the Kohanim would stand, moved by Birchas Kohanim. They got to be in front of the Kohanim in order to receive the Bracha. But says Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau, maybe the one of the Nafka Mina La'alecha about the Am She'achorei HaKohanim is that they have a responsibility to go out of their way and hear Birchas Kohanim again, because it could be that they have a mitzvah to be misbarech, to be blessed, not only a mitzvah of the Kohanim to be mevarech them. So that's the idea. We also have this concept of a Kodesh Baruch Hu maskim al yadam, that the Kohanim give the bracha, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that really delivers on the bracha. So that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefila, Perek Tzvav, Alacha Vav and Zayin. The Rambam writes, if you have a Kohen Shabrios Minranin Nimacharav, you have a Kohen that people don't like, they're always saying not nice things about this person, Harei Zed no Seyes Kapav, he should still do Birchas Kohanim. V'al Tetam V'tomar Ma Mol Birchas Hed Yod Zeh, She'ein kibla bracha toli ba kohanim, ela ba kodesh baruch hu. So the Rambam, you shouldn't think to yourself, what value is there going to be from this fellow's bracha? He's a nobody, he's a lowlife. No, it's not his bracha. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. He's doing the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say the bracha, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that signs the checks on that bracha. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yerushalmi and Gittin says. A person shouldn't say, Ish ploni megala arayos v'shofich damim v'hu mevarcheinu. How could that man bless us? He's a megala arayos v'shofich damim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm the one that blesses you. It's not him, therefore you should let him do Birchas Kohanim. Now the Yerushalmi, the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi points out, that's only if people are saying that he's Megala Arayos V'Shovech Damim. But if we know that he's Megala Arayos V'Shovech Damim, then certainly he's not allowed to bless. The halacha is that someone who's Shovech Damim, someone who has spilled any blood, is not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim. That's a question Rav Avadya Yosef has tshuvas about. Is it a din in the Avera, or a din just in the Metzius of someone taking somebody else's life? What if you kill somebody accidentally in a car accident? A doctor, a surgeon or something by accident kills somebody? A soldier in the army? Anything, you know, self-defense killing? All of those things. Rav Avadya Yosef has several tshuvas discussing those issues. But either way, we certainly paskin someone who's a shofech damim, someone who's a murderer, is certainly not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim. But if it's just rumors or just stam, somebody that people don't like, that's not enough of a reason to have him refrain from Birchas Kohanim. Okay, so back to Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. Rabbi Shmuel, this was all a discussion about Rabbi Shmuel allowing the fats on the keva, assuming they don't have a din of chalev. So Rabbi Shmuel, what is this Rabbi Shmuel that he said in the name of Avosav? So the time, yes, kol chalev asher al hakerev, lahavi chalev shal gabe adak in divrei Rabbi Shmuel. This refers to the chalev that's on top of the intestines that's also to have. Rabbi Akiva omer lahavi chalev shal gabe akeva. Rabbi Akiva says it's a reference to the chalev on the keva. Urimini, but we have another. So it turns out that according to this brisa, Rabbi Shmuel permits the chalev al gabe akeva. It's only Rabbi Akiva who forbids the chalev al gabe akeva, which would be great for what we're trying to say, that Rabbi Shmuel is one that permits the chalev al gabe akeva. Frak the Gemara the Urimini, we have a stira as a chalev asher al akerev. Rabbi Shimon omer ma chalev amachas as a kerev karm v'niklaf. Just like the chalev that covers the kerev is in a membrane and could be peeled off, af kol karm v'niklaf. So to anything that's in a membrane could be peeled off is included. Rabbi Kiva omer ma chalev amachas as a kerev tosav karm v'niklaf. It has to hang loosely and be able to be peeled off and be in a membrane. Now, if Kol Tosav Karmen Diklof, he has an extra qualification. But according to this Braisa, it's Rabbi Akiva who permits, by adding an extra qualification in order to make it Aser, he's the one that permits the Chelev Shalgabe Akeva. And Rabbi Shmuel Asers the Chelev Shalgabe Akeva. So it's a stira between the two Braises. Shalach Rav Mishred Rabbi Yoch. I'm sorry, yeah, they changed it to Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, it's not so Rabbi Shimon. So
both of these cases are lehaving, meaning the Isser.
Yeah, to right. So that which goes on the Mizbeach, the fast that goes on the Mizbeach, the Isser. It
seems to be more megalodic.
Exactly. So, Shalach Rav Mishred Rabbi Yochanan, Kach Yatzor Shal Mishnah, Vepach Kamaisa. The second one is the more authoritative Braisa. Switch around the first one. So, Maichas, the fact of Kamaisa of Epoch Basraisa, why would you assume that the first one needs to be adjusted and the second one is accurate? Why don't you say the reverse? Says, well, no, Shainiach, Kivin Dekatani Ma. Dafka. Since in the second Braisa it explains the reasoning behind each one, it says, just like over here, yeah, so therefore it's the more authoritative one, as opposed to just a statement of the halacha. But frankly, Gemara, but wait a second, then it turns out that Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is to Aser the Chelev al Gabe Akeva, and we said that Rabbi Shmuel, he's a Kohen, he's good to the Kohanim, he's Matu, Iachik Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, he. Instead of saying that it's like Rabbi Shmuel that's Matu, we should say it's like Rabbi Akiva that's Matu. So Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak, Shamar Mishum Avosav Lelo Sfirulei. Ah, now you got to remember that it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel himself who said that the Chelev al Gabe Akeva is Mutter, he said it b'shem Avosav, but Rabbi Shmuel himself disagreed with Avosav, he paskin that it's taka going to be Aser, the Chelev al Gabe Akeva is going to be Aser.
What's the difference between Chelev al Gabe Adakin and the Akeva? In the completely different cases, I mean, it seems to be.
Yeah, different.
Chelev al Gabe Adakin means that he's Makel on the Akeva. And Chelev al Gabe Akeva.
Yeah, Rashi goes through exactly where on the animal the different, it stretches, considered to be al Gabe Adakin and al Gabe Akeva. Right, so Rashi goes, the top Rashi goes.
So his Avoisa was really B'shem, was really Rabbi Akiva, but he said B'shem Avoisa because they were before Rabbi Akiva.
Right. Okay, so Amar Rav. Chelev tar so same, Tameh ain't so same. Whenever you have a hole, so tar Chelev can close up the hole. Tameh Chelev does not halachically have the ability to close up that hole. Rav Sheches Amar Echad Zev Echad Zev so same. Rav Sheches says it doesn't matter whether it's tar or Tameh Chelev, either way it's allowed to close up the hole. Why Rabbi Zeira? Chelev Chaya Mai. What about the Chelev of a Chaya? Dafka Amar Chelev Tar Sosim Mai Nami Tar. Who Chelev of a Chaya is always Mutter. So do we assume that since it's kosher, therefore it always has the ability to close up the hole, even though it's on parts of the animal that the parallel parts in the behema would be not kosher Chelev? Or maybe we're talking about the character of that Chelev, the nature of that Chelev, is that Chelev of certain parts of the animal sticks better than Chelev of other parts of the animal, and the way it tends to work out is that chelev, the non-kosher chelev parts don't stick as well, and that's why they don't have the ability to close up the hole. It's not because they're not kosher, it's because they don't, the metzius wise, they don't stick as well, and therefore by chaya as well, even though it's kosher, it doesn't stick as well, and therefore should not be able to close up the hole.
This means is only by kosher animals, obviously, right? We don't care.
Yeah, right, for sure by kosher.
So the shaila is that if somebody has a nekiv, and then they see something with chelev. Is the chelev going to be, let's say, on a chaya? Is it going to be around long enough that? Because if it comes off, we said that then the neck is going to come back.
Right. No, this is assuming that it sticks for good. Right. That's the issue. So Amar Abayi, mighty Bailei, he destroyed by Achila Haduke Lo Mahadik. He says, I don't care that it's mutter to eat. Point is, it doesn't stick. It's all bottom line. Does it stick or not? There was a nekev that Chelev Tameh had closed up, and they brought the Shaila to Rava. Rava said, what do I have to worry about this? First of all, Rav Sheshes' Shita is that even Chelev Tameh is so same. Plus, I don't want to throw away an animal that's going to cost somebody a lot of money.
Who cares about Chelev Tameh?
Again, the Chelev is non-kosher Chelev, not the Chelev of a non-kosher animal. Yeah, that has non-kosher chelev.
And somehow they threw onto it?
No. Inside the kosher animal, there are parts that are chelev that you're not allowed to eat. The chelev parts that you're not allowed to eat...
Chelev tameh and chelev tahar.
Means the parts of the kosher animal, right? All within a kosher animal. Some of the chalev in the kosher animal is kosher. Some of the chalev in the kosher animal is not kosher.
That's what
we're talking about. So, Amar le Rav Papa, the Rava, so Rav Papa says to Rava, Rav, the Yisura Daraisa, Vatam HaTorah Chasal Mom Shal Yisrael, you have Rav's Shita that chalev Tabe does not work. Plus, it's dealing with an Issa Daraisa. And you're going to start telling me HaTorah Chasal Mom Shal Yisrael is enough of reason to be Mekel? Minyumen Kanduka, Minyumen the pottery dealer, Iglila Bastaka Tadufsha, had once a pot of honey that was left uncovered overnight, which is a problem of a potential problem of Gilui. Asal Kameh the Rava, they came to Rava to ask the Shaila, Am Rava, Lamay Nechushla, Chad the Tanachal Shabash Masur Mishum Gilui, Yain Vamay Vachalav, Vishar Kalamashka Mutarm. First of all, we have a tradition that only three drinks are Nishu of Gilui to begin with. Va'oda, Taruch Hasal Monim Shay Sholim. Furthermore, we have this concept that the Torah is Chas al Monim Shay Shol. Amalei Rav Nachman Reitzel L'Rava, Rabbi Shimon of Sakonis Nefashos, V'atam at the Torah Chas al Monim Shay Shol. You have Rabbi Shimon Shita that disagrees with that. Plus, it's an issue of Sakonis Nefashos. And you tell me, a Torah Chas al Monim Shay Shol, not good enough. Rabbi Shimon Maihi, where do we find Rabbi Shimon disagrees? Tetanya Chamisha in Be Mishum Gilu. Rabbi Shimon says that there are five things that are not, we find that a Braisa Tanakama says, five things not subject to Giloit. Sir v'chometz shemen udvash u'murias. Rabbi Shimon Amar af hein yesh ben mishum Giloit. And Rabbi Shimon says those items do have an issue of Giloit. And that's the Rabbi Shimon that tells us that dvash is a problem of Giloit. V'amar Rabbi Shimon ani risi nachash shas tzir b'tzidon. I saw a nachash drink brine in tzidon. So you see that it should be a problem of Giloit. Amlo shat yaviv ein mivin raya min hashotim. He says, no, that was a crazy snake. You can't bring rayas from an aberration. Snakes generally don't eat from these things. So Amalei Odili Mias Betzir, at least be molded to me by Tzir, the Harav Papa Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yeshua, but Rabbanu Kiavaluhu Giluya Shadle Betzir, when they had a problem of Giluy in other drinks, they would throw it into the Tzir because they felt that the Tzir neutralized it. So certainly you shouldn't have a problem of Giluy in the Tzir. So Amalei Odili Mias Betzvash, at least be molded to me by honey. The Rabbi Shimon Elazar Kaya Kavasei, because Rabbi Shimon Elazar passes like him, Tani, Vachin Rabbi Shimon Elazar also Betzvash. The Rabbi Shimon Elazar asked when it comes to the Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from Rav Nachman tomorrow, Mirzah Hashem.